Hey, this is Gray Cook, and welcome to Gray Cook Radio, where I talk with my favorite publisher about the questions that we've generated from our work.
You know, Gray, most people spend a lot of time at the computer. For some of us, you know, me, for example, desk work makes up most of the day. Do you have a maintenance recommendation, maybe a sort of all-purpose Gray Cook Daily 5, maybe your most important exercises or stretches?
Number one, let's just go straight to ergonomics. If you're working on a laptop or a desktop, let's put that keyboard on a tilt. And let's get that screen up nice and high so that you're at least forced to sit up straight. And let's get your knees lower than your hips. 60-degree angle is what Dr. Ed Thomas likes. Sitting on a stability ball or one of these chairs that allows you to have that forward tilt is probably going to make sitting less damaging to your body. So let's do that first. But when you wake up in the morning, I usually tell people, let's go ahead and hydrate first. You got to get some water in you. But just going through the sun salutation, it's just a great couple of moves that, about 4,000 years old, nobody's really improved on it yet. You can put a bunch of twist in it and throw in a bunch of things to make it harder. But in my mind, just trying to do it in its classic sense, whereas you reach up, go down, touch your toes, downward dog, upward dog type thing, and then you basically get each hip moving. Sometimes I put a little rotation or a twist in there, but I think really the sun salutation and maybe doing those type of things is just right on the money. I also think some great advice comes to us from Pavel's book, The Naked Warrior, where he says, you know, Breezing the Groove isn't about setting aside 45 minutes to completely hammer a movement into the ground. What's wrong with taking 4 breaks during the day and working on your pistol? Or your one-arm push-up, or the exercises that he shows us that build up to those things. So he's like, you know, coming into something with 3 hours of freshness and then only doing a few movements, but doing them slow and perfect or technically correct will probably get your movement confidence up quicker than 45 minutes of self-abuse. So most everything I just mentioned, the sun salutation and Pavel's Naked Warrior stuff, can be done in a very small office area with no equipment or something as simple as a step or a chair or a stool. So this is bodyweight stuff at its finest. And, you know, adding a little bit of strength work like pistol or single arm push-up in on top of some of that good movement that you're continuously rehearsing with the sun salutation are things that people can develop unbelievably quick confidence with. And I honestly think if people got their sun salutation nearly perfect, the rest of the yoga stuff you do isn't unnecessary, but it's almost icing, whereas the sun salutation movements are pretty much the cake. So doing those for mobility and doing some of Pavel stuff for some body competence as far as strength and symmetry. Because remember, a pistol is a one-legged squat or a modified version of that, and of course a one-arm push-up makes you develop that competency. So if you think about that, our entire functional movement philosophy is embodied here by both systems because they're constantly appraising left and right symmetry. And if you're not symmetrical, own that side, meaning do more there, pay more attention, spend a little extra time on the deficiency or the deficient side, and that chair is not going to make you look like it.
Now that I'm doing the daily club swinging and the daily a single get up, I really think it's making a difference. I kind of wondered, you know, like, is there just too much hoopla about this stuff? But it turns out there isn't.
Well, let me tell you, there is no greater assessment of somebody's movement ability than to put them on the ground and watch them get up. Because imagine someone who is just really stiff or uncoordinated or muscle bound or out of shape. And when you see somebody go down on the ground and just pop tall really quick, you think of a kid or a high school athlete or a gymnast or, you know, something like that. And I think if you're really confident with the sun salutation, some of the Naked Warrior, that's exactly the next thing I'd impose to do is exactly what you said, the get up. But there's just something humbling about going flat down on the ground and having to get up a few times every day. But the neat thing is it starts to look like this effortless, coordinated thing as opposed to this unbelievably disconnected struggle. So anyway, I think the GetUp would be, you know, a great way to combine your mobility gained in the sun salutation and your stability and strength gained in the Naked Warrior stuff. And doing a few of those a day, done right, here's something that you can do as movement prep. 3 get-ups on the right, but at the top of your get-up, walk 50 paces out and 50 paces back, and then come back down, and then do the same thing on left. What you're thinking is your movement prep could very easily become 50% of your workout, because if you use a respectable amount of weight and do a 50 pace, if you don't like doing them all on the right, go right, left, right, left, right, left, but put a standing tall walk or a Statue of Liberty in between each of those get-ups coming up and coming down. And that walking, if you think about that cross-body balance, about the little jarring that you're going to get, it seats your shoulder down. If 50 paces is too long, start with 10 and work your up, or just do less get-ups. But the overhead walking creates a sensory experience that you can't really get any other way, but it really pulls those shoulders back and undoes some of the sedentary posture problems that accumulate over 4 to 6 hours of getting pulled into your computer screen, you know?
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll try that too. I haven't actually done that. I mean, I've done overhead walking, but not after get up. So that sounds like, well, I started to say fun, but probably that's the wrong word.
Yeah, after about a month, it'll get fun. But the first month, I'm just going to say some bad words and then mutter Gray Cook and then say some other bad words, but it'll work itself out.
That's what I'll do. And you know what? Next week I'll tell you how it went.
Perfect.
And we'll talk to you then.
Okay.